My name is James Shepherd. I'd like to welcome you to the CC Sales Pro podcast. Today, I'm going to give you my secret self-awareness weapon. Self-awareness is one of the most important things when you're trying to accomplish something and trying to have success. You know, we all know people who think they're something that they're not. We all know people who talk a big game, but they don't produce any results. We all know people who think they're so good at something when in fact they're just terrible at it. And that's really a sad thing because it's hard to help somebody like that. Until they have self-awareness, until you have self-awareness and you know what your strengths and weaknesses are, you really don't even know what direction to go to, like, you know, help yourself at all. And so I want to give you this my secret self-awareness tip. It's something that's really helped me a lot. It's actually helped my wife as well in our marriage. It's been a really big thing for us. It's helped us. So there is something called the Myers-Briggs personality test. Okay. The Myers-Briggs personality test. And so this test you can take for free online. There's a bunch of different places you can go. You can pay if you want to take a really nice one, but there's plenty of free ones online that you can take. And the way that the Myers-Briggs personality test works, if you haven't done it before, it gives you these four letters. So like the first letter is either an I or an E because you're an introvert or an extrovert, you know, and then the next one it goes on. And so there's four letters. And so there's like basically these kind of 16 possible personality types that you can be. I am an INTP. Which is similar to the kind of absent-minded professor personality type. And so you can look that one up if you're curious about me, but I'm an INTP. And if you do this personality test, then what you can do is you take that personality type for Myers-Briggs and just search for those four letters and put like those four letters, like I can put like INTP personality type. And there are these websites that give a long description of you. You know, if you're that personality type, they're like, here's how you think, here's why you do stuff, here's what motivates you, here's what demotivates you, and they go through that. Now, it's not 100% accurate, of course, but it is extremely insightful. Mine was probably like 97% accurate, actually, but it's not always that way. I'm a true INTP. Some people are a little bit of a mixture, and so that it's not quite as accurate, but I would highly encourage you, take that personality test and then take it a step further, and the people who are really close to you in your life, you know, your spouse, if you have older children, ask them to take it, employees that you work with, ask them to take this personality test. And then agree that you're going to swap personality tests and you're going to allow them to, you know, read yours and you're allowed to read theirs and you're going to have all kinds of new insight. Let me kind of give you an example of how this could help you in a relationship. So, you know, imagine for a second that you have a business where you are building houses, you're in a construction company and you hire a new employee and this new employee, you know, you're watching the work that he's doing and he's always kind of just slouching over, walking slower than everyone else, not getting as much done as everybody else. And so this goes on for a period of 2 or 3 weeks and you've convinced yourself that this person is a terrible worker, that they're a lazy bum and that you probably need to fire them. Okay. Now imagine if week 3, you all of a sudden get a report, they share a medical report with you and let you in and just say, hey, I know, I'm sorry, I haven't been working as fast as everybody else. I haven't told you this, but I have a condition, a medical condition that, you know, my doctor basically said I shouldn't even really be working at the construction company. I'm gonna have to go somewhere else because, you know, literally I'm in so much pain when I work and stand up and do that kind of work. It's just, you know, going to kill me. And so, you know, I really apologize. I'm going to have to find another job. How did your perception change about that person with this new information? Well, now you realize this is probably the hardest working person that you had there. You know, they're not cut out for construction. You know, that was a bad idea for them to do that job. But actually, because of their condition, they've been overcoming extreme pain and working harder than everybody else. It's just that they're incapable of doing the work that needs to be done. And this same thing happens in relationships all the time. If you're married and you're trying to build a business, marriage is really hard. One of these days, I'm going to get my wife and I to both do some content about this, but it's really difficult. And, you know, for instance, I'll give you a really good example for me. So on, you'll enjoy the story on yesterday, I was in Chicago and I dropped off my car at a valet parking, and they give you the little valet parking ticket, you know? And so one of the weaknesses that I have is that I am incapable of caring about details. I'm incapable of remembering things like that. It just doesn't, I can't do it. It's the absent-minded professor thing. You know, I can't do that. And so it was so funny. I was in there with, I was in Chicago with Tahir, a young man that works for me here. And, I almost handed the ticket to him, and in my mind, when they handed me the ticket, I thought to myself, James, you should not be the one that holds this. You need to give this to Tahir. But then I thought, no, I got this, you know. So I put it in my coat pocket. So we go up, we do some different things, and throughout the day, I just keep stuffing things in this pocket. Well, at one point during the day, then, all of a sudden, I just kind of got disgusted with all these things that were in my pocket that were bothering me. And so I just pulled them all out and threw them in the garbage can along with my ticket. So when, 2 hours later, when we went to valet parking, I realized I don't even have my ticket. And so I had to go back. I found, I knew which trash can it was. And here I am in downtown Chicago. and I'm out here digging in a trash can to get out my ticket. Now, the interesting thing about this is I'm with Tahir, who's worked for me for a while, and he and I are pretty close. And so he's taken personality tests, and I have as well, and we've swapped. Now, if it was, somebody else, they might be extremely frustrated with my inability to keep track of this valet ticket, right? But Tahir was not in the least bit surprised. In fact, when he saw me stuffing in my pocket, I think he subconsciously thought, we're probably going to be digging through a trash can today because he knows I can't do that any more than the worker I described earlier can work in a construction company. I can't remember the details at all of anything. And so I'm not the person to handle the details. And so, what happens in your marriage and in your relationships is you can start to feel like motives that people have, like this person is just trying to ruin my life. They're trying to make me miserable. Or why can't they just do this? Why can't they just be better at this? Why can't they show me their affection in this way? Whatever it is, when in reality, you're trying to get them to change who they are. There's certain things about people that are fundamental, and it's just who they are. And so if you want to get my secret weapon for self-awareness, take the Myers-Briggs personality test. I know it's not perfect. You can find plenty of people online that talk bad about the Myers-Briggs test, but it's the most useful one that I've ever seen. Take it, read the full description about yourself, and allow yourself to be open-minded enough to believe what you're reading and to think about that. Then share that with somebody else that you care about and have them take it and swap them and read them. And you're going to be amazed at the insights that you get about each other. And that will help you to get insights about yourself as they say to you, like, it was funny when I did mine the first time. I can't remember what it was, but I remember there was one specific thing where I'm reading it. And I said to Christina, my wife, I said, well, that doesn't sound like me at all. And then she looks at me and says, are you kidding? That's totally you. Like, yeah, that is exactly what you do. And there was an area where I had a blind spot where I didn't have self-awareness in that area. And I was like, really? Okay. All right. So I had to think about that and like, wow, okay. And that really, really helped me, and that helped our marriage. So hopefully you will take some time to do the Myers-Briggs personality test and get somebody else you care about to do it. Swap, go online after you get it and search, and you can find tons of information about your personality type. And both of you do some research on each other, and it's going to be a very eye-opening experience. My name is James Shepherd. Thanks for listening.